Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Ron Ananian.
Exxon says quarterly profit could hit $18 billion. Tom, I think we're overpaying for gas.
Back when gas was 30 cents a gallon, and love was only 60 cents away.
The Car Doctor.
We bought a Chevy Equinox used, and it's good for about 15 minutes. We get to about a half hour, and it kicks into limp mode.
I think the dealer is misdiagnosing this. All right, let me cut to the chase.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
You know, I want to go back and talk about what we were closing out the last show with. I was talking about if you went to Tom Ray's house, would he let you charge your electric vehicle at the house? Because I'm thinking about this, right? What about block parties? Okay, what about when you have a neighborhood block party? Are we going to have to install electric vehicle chargers for the block party? And if so, how many? I just see so many long-range repercussions and changes coming if this is actually allowed to happen that it's just kind of mind-boggling. By the way, Ron and Ian, the Car Doctor here, 855-560-9900. You know, I have to get in the habit of doing that. You know, Johnny Carson, every time he came out, well, he had somebody with a, right, and I have somebody with a Here's Ronnie, but he always did the proper hello, so I have to get in the habit of doing that. I think that's important. So coming up this hour, too, by the way, Tom sent me a great article about how we're going to electrify maybe fry is a better word, Freudian slip, electrify or fry, whatever you want to do it. We're going to make the government fleet electric, 600,000 vehicles. This is a year and a half old article Tom found for me that the president said he was going to change over the government fleet to 600,000 electric vehicles. And it's just got some interesting commentary in it. But before we do that, let's do what I like to do best. Let's kick the garage doors open early, go to David in Pennsylvania. You know, if you guys call in, and I don't get to make comments, and you can just get car questions answered, so whatever your heart desires. David, Pennsylvania, how are you today? What can I do for you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, kiddo?
Well, I've got a 2020 Ford Edge 2-liter turbo, and I've been using this 88 fuel from one of the local stations because they actually kicked off a program where it was like a buck a gallon cheaper. And I looked at my manual because everybody told me, don't use 88. It's got 15% ethanol in it. So I looked in my car manual and it says you can use up to 15% ethanol. Why is everybody, including the dealers, telling me not to use it?
Well, I would ask the dealer why that. If the vehicle is rated for E15 on a regular basis, I see no reason why you can't. I think the ultimate judge would be that, you know, how does the vehicle respond? Do you get better mileage? Do you get as good a performance? Do you notice a difference in the way the vehicle drives and operates? If it's rated for E15, I don't have a problem with that. Ethanol by nature, all right, has been a bit of a corrosive to fuel systems, and it can cause some long-term issues. But frankly, David, I don't know how we're going to get away from it. It's hard to get something that does not have E15, that's not E15 or E10 rated anymore. You know, it's all there. Somebody called in a couple of weeks ago. If you want to travel to upstate New York, if you want to take a ride one day from Pennsylvania and go upstate New York, they were telling me about there's one station in the middle of nowhere, up around Buffalo, I think it was, that actually sells non-ethanol fuel. It's unleaded non-ethanol fuel. And it's one of the only ones this gentleman knew about. And I found that kind of fascinating because everywhere I go, I look at stations here in Jersey.
Actually, Ron?
Yeah.
They do that all over North Country and all over the northern part of New York because of the boats and such up there on all the lakes. They sell non-ethanol gasoline. It's pure gasoline.
Now, why? Does the ethanol have an effect on water life that they're concerned?
That I don't know, but I guess the marine engines run better on it, you know, and snowmobiles and everything else. But almost every gas station up in North Country has a pump that's non-ethanol, and it's just pure gas.
Well, like I always say, Tom, there's a reason why everybody does that, and there's a reason why somebody's saying that, but you know what? I challenge you, David. I don't know that you could find some place that has non-E15 on a regular basis, because it's just widespread use. Now, that being said, all right, one of the things that I've added to the diet of customer vehicles on a regular basis is some sort of fuel system cleaner, stabilizer, vitamin B in the arm shot kind of a thing. We'll use a can of Berryman's fuel system cleaner on a regular basis. We'll dump it in at the oil change, and we find, you know, we have minimal issues. It's like I always say to folks, you know, if you notice, we don't put catalytic converters on in this shop. We don't do some of the other fuel system repairs that you'll see somewhere else, and I have to attribute it to the fuel system cleaning process and to things like the Berryman fuel tank additive that we use, because it seems to really go the distance in helping vehicles survive the benefits of, I'll say it like this, but I don't necessarily mean it, crummy gasoline. You know, we don't have gasoline like we once had. You know, they're always changing the formula. They're always changing the blends. But as long as your vehicle is rated for it, I see no reason why not. And if the dealer is telling you not to do it, you've got to ask them why. You know, and let me just comment on that one more second, if I can, David. You call up the dealership, and I imagine the stories happen like this, right? You call up the dealership, the girl answers the phone, she's the receptionist, and she puts you through to service, or maybe she answers the call herself, and you, listen, I got a quick call. Maybe it's her opinion. You know, who did you talk to? Did you talk to somebody in service? Did you get a writer on the phone? Did you talk to the service manager?
Actually, I actually took the car in to have it serviced.
Right.
And I asked the service manager point blank, why are you telling me I can't use this fuel? It screws up the engine. You don't get as good a mileage and everything else just because it is 15 octane when your manufacturer says I can.
Well, it's not 15 octane. It's 15% ethanol. David, it's 15%
ethanol. 15%
ethanol,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Right.
And what did he say to that?
He says in their experience, they get less mileage on it, and it gums up the engine quicker.
Okay, well, then...
At the point, you have to have fuel injection cleaning and stuff done.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, all right? I'm saying that, you know, there is a corrosive nature to ethanol-laden fuel. But, you know, I defy you to find on a consistent, regular basis non-ethanol-laced fuel in this day and age, unless, as Tom says, you live up in North Carolina. You know what the problem is, David? You're living in the wrong part of the country. You have to move. You've got to go to upstate New York. So, you know, I want you to get off the phone. I want you to put the house on the market. You'll get a good price for it, and you move, and your car will be fine. But you get my point, brother.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
All right. Yeah, it's... So, listen, I'm not going to get
political. Dad, I'm up another one to him.
I promise I'm not going to get political. So, all right, kiddo, but that's what you're looking for.
Great. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
You guys have a great day, and I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. And by the way, for you and everyone else, if you're looking for more information about Berryman, berrymanproducts.com, you can read all about their fuel system cleaners and the fuel tank additive and all the good stuff the folks at Berryman have. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor is back right after this.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Write it on on the wall so you don't forget to call for car advice done right. 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Well, let's see. Okay, I guess we'll, well, why not? What the heck? Before we go to that article, let's go to Henry in Louisiana, a 13 Chevy Cruze. Henry, how can I help you today?
Hey, Ron, how's it going?
Good, man. What's cooking?
I noticed a puddle of transmission oil under my car one morning, so I had it towed to the Chevy dealer where we bought it.
Right.
And it said the torque converter seal and the axle gaskets were leaking, and it would cost about $2,000 to repair it. So I said, let me think about that a couple of days. And when I called back, he said on second thought, because there could be damaged parts inside the transmission from running low on oil and they're difficult to reassemble, that he recommended that I put in a GM remanufactured transmission for $4,500. So I thought, let me think about that again. I ain't going to, you know, spend that much money on that old of a car. I don't know.
Okay. So let's break it down. Let's put it into common sense. How many miles on this car?
76,000.
All right. What kind of repairs have you done to it?
It had another transmission seal replaced about 3 years ago. They said it was part of the housing that they had to replace it.
Right. Have you done the thermostat housing?
No.
Have you done a water pump?
No.
Have you done a valve cover?
No.
Well, think of all the things you have to look forward to.
I know.
You know. So let's think of it like this. Have you owned the car since new?
Yes.
So it's 9 years old. The car really doesn't owe you a dime, all right, when you think about it. So let's say you're going to spend $5,000 on a trans. Let's round up because there's always a glitch. There's always a fly in the ointment, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to go buy for $5,000?
I know. And I've been looking. There's not much. Available that's any good.
Right. And you kind of know what you have. So my thought process would be to ask the dealer, hey, you know, at this age and mileage, what do you typically see? What else goes wrong?
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna tell you to come at this from a different angle. It's going to surprise you. I'm going to tell you to come at this from what else can you do on the car while the transmission is out, thinking proximity of repair and system overhaul, right?
Yeah.
You know, to save money now versus then breaking down on the side of the road. For example, If the thermostat housing, they're made out of plastic, by the way. Always remember that movie. Well, I'm older than you, I think. Just remember that movie, The Graduate, with Dustin Hoffman. Plastics are the future. I'll never forget that. And they were. We make everything out of plastic now. But the thermostat housings are plastic. The nipples where the hose come in at the top break off, and then the car overheats. So we'll put the $5,000 transmission in it, and 2 months from now, the plastic housing breaks, the car overheats, and you're on the side of the road, and your significant other is telling you, I told you not to fix that transmission. And you're like, yes, you know. And then you always cite those two most important words in a marriage. Do you know what those are?
No.
Yes, dear. So, you know, having said that, yes, dear, having said that, I'd go back and ask him, listen, what do you think about doing the thermostat housing? What's the rest of the cooling system look like? Because that is the weak link. And see what that number falls at. And let's just say they say, you know, Henry, we're going to do this, this, and this, and it's going to add $1,500 to the car, and now the bill's $6,000. What are you going to buy for $6,000?
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing out there. Now, you know, you've got to look, this is where you got to do some soul searching. You got to look back in the history of the car. Have you done all the oil changes on time? Have you done the regular scheduled maintenance on time? Have you been good and fair to that car? You know, if the last time you changed oil was when the president was elected, that's 2 years ago already. You know, it's if you gauge, you know, cooling service based on every time we have a blue moon, it could have been, you know, 7 years ago. So, you know, what sort of service history have you done to the car, and what sort of service history do you have? And then you make that decision. You know what you've got. Because otherwise, you're going to take that $6,000 and probably double it and spend 12 and go find. And yeah, here's your challenge, Henry. Take the $6,000, double it, $12,000. What can you buy for $12,000? Probably another 5 or 6 year old car with 100,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
What are we doing? You've already got an old car. Why do you want to buy another one?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? The question you have is, you know, when they put that transmission in, what sort of guarantee do you get?
I said it's a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty.
I think it's 3 years, but I think they're wrong on the mileage. I thought it was 100.
I'm not sure.
Ask them, all right?
Okay.
And ask them, is there a way, because 3 years is going to fly by for you, is there a way they could give you like a 50,000-mile warranty? At the rate you drive, that'll last you the life of the car.
Okay.
And if they don't let that stop you. But, you know, you see my point. If the body's in good shape, if the interior's in good shape, if you need the car and you want it to be reliable, now's the moment.
Yeah.
You know, there's just nothing out there. My God, we go by, this won't mean anything to you, but I'll try and draw the analogy as best I can. There's a Toyota dealer not far from the house down Route 208 in New Jersey, Glenn Toyota. Nice dealership, a real full-fledged, you know, big Toyota dealership. I went by it the other day. They've got 3 cars on the lot. I thought they were out of business. They're just out of cars.
Yeah.
Like, holy cow. And there's more coming in, and, you know, it's getting better, you hear, but you wonder, you know, what's going on, man? Where are all the cars? And the scary part for me is I keep thinking, I think the American automobile industry is a third of our economy. I think it's a third of our gross domestic product is the number I heard. I think it's in the 30 percentile, if I remember right. So when do we get that bad economic news that nobody's talking about? When is that going to become a problem? Because trust me, you start putting all these car dealerships in the problems they're having, how are they going to survive? You got to feel for them.
Yeah.
You know, I think at this point, it's not how little can you spend on this car. It's how much can you spend on this car? Because this is all you got.
Yeah. Make it last a while.
Make it last. You know, and then at that point, you know, if these are the guys, is this your regular mechanic? Is this the place you go to on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Yeah, then these are your guys. And you got to tell them that. Listen, you're my guys. I trust you guys. I just want a safe, reliable car. I understand it's going to be expensive. And probably, and I'm going to take a guess here, and probably the reason they don't want to just pull it out and do a torque converter seal and axle seals or try to rebuild this trans is because the other story is there's no parts. All right. The gentleman I purchased my GM parts for, I've been dealing with Dennis for the better part of 35 years. You know, I can just call up, leave a message, Dennis, I need this, 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 this. He knows what I'm talking about. Boom. We've got that kind of great relationship. He tells me the other day, he says, Ron, you can't imagine. We've got cars apart. We're waiting and we're going to be waiting another 2 months. We've been waiting two already for transmission parts and engines and, you know, grills and body parts. There's just nothing coming in.
Wow.
So if they can get you a transmission, brother, I'd hang up on me and I'd call them and say, go. You know, now, one last thing. Just ask them, is the transmission you're getting me a GM rebuilt or is it from an outside source? And you make sure the invoice states whatever, you know, GM rebuilt transmission, that it's the GM brand. It's a real GM piece. It's not from the guy down the street who's rebuilding them in his basement at 2 o'clock in the morning. All right. You want a real GM transmission because you also want, you know, and it should give you nationwide warranty. And the warranty that they give you, I believe, is transferable in the event that you ever sell the car. So that adds value to it.
Okay.
All right, sir?
All right.
So that's where you're headed. It's it's tough out there, man. Trust me, it's not easy. There's just not a lot of cars to pick from right now. And if you've got a car, you want to take care of it now more than ever. So,
okay.
All right. I hope I did it for you, Henry. You be well. Good luck.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. Yeah, it's tough. Listen, I'll tell you how bad it is, guys. I want to get T-shirts made. I'm trying to get Car Doctor T-shirts made and RA Automotive T-shirts made. You can't. Gildan, I always use a Gildan Pocket Tee 100% cotton. You can't find those right now. Tom, that T-shirt you're wearing is worth a lot of money. I got to take it from you. 855-560-9900. A naked Tom Ray. Ooh, I'll be back right after this.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. Ron Nane, the Car Doctor, at 855-560-9900. We had a, some cars are just fun to work on, right? We had a 77 Trans Am in the shop in the last 2 weeks. And yeah, it's the Smokey and the Bandit car. Not the Smokey and the Bandit car. Bert wasn't there. Well, God, I hope Bert wasn't there. Maybe in spirit, Bert was there. But black with the bird on the hood, the Thunder Chicken, as we used to affectionately call it. And just a neat piece, right? What a piece of history those cars are. And you think about what that car did for Pontiac at the time. I think the number, and I'm going to tell you memory, and I'm sure I'm probably wrong, but it was something on this dramatic scale. I think the previous model year, they sold 70,000 Trans Ams. And I think when the movie came out, Smokey and the Bandit, in what was it, 77 or 78? I think it was late 77. I think they sold, somewhere on the magnitude of 200,000 Trans Ams that model year, or some crazy number. It just like tripled. It just went through the roof. So it's always fun to see a Bandit Trans Am, as I call it, right? It's not bad for the shop. It's really funny to see the kids, when I call them kids, when they deliver their parts, and we kept it around the side, away from everybody, because you don't want anybody to touch it or go near it, and you don't want anybody to breathe on it, basically. And, every once in a while, one of the parts drivers would pull in, and they'd pull all the way down the parking lot and then back up. I'm not sure why. Maybe they knew there was something down there. But they'd all come in and they'd go, do you know what's at the end of the driveway? And sometimes I'd be like, no, what? There's a black Trans Am down there. Yeah? Is Jackie Gleason chasing it? And they'd be like, who? Never mind. I go, yeah, I know there's a black Trans Am down there. Just give me my parts. Get out. That isn't why I told you this story. So we're working on it. We're finishing it up. I had to do valve cover gaskets. God, you know what? Thank God for modern cars. I forgot how much fun it was to do valve cover gaskets on an old Pontiac motor. It's just, you know, the cork is all brittle and dried up and powdered, and you know, it's just what a sloppy, dirty mess. It's just, you know, you realize how good modern engines have gotten. And the valve covers are done, and I had to lift it to do the oil change, and I did the oil change. And as I'm going around the car, I'm looking at the rear end. And you can actually see the picture of this. If you go to the Car Doctor Facebook page, and I should actually put it up on our website because we're not too friendly with Facebook right now for different reasons. But it's on the Facebook page. Take a look at the picture. He had taken it to a large spring shop here in New Jersey at the other end of the county, and they did leaf spring work for it. And when you see that brake line, they actually trounced the right rear brake line. They clamped over it with the U-clamp for the shackle bolt, and they just crushed the brake line. I say it all the time. Auto repair is about the detail. It's also about, you know, it's about all the fine points in between, because you hold that person's life in your hands. And it's just very, very important. But no need to get upset. Don't have to call Bert or anybody. Well, nobody's. Well, Sally Fields is probably still alive. You could call her, see if she gets upset. But it was weird, right? People are walking like, can I sit in it? No. Is anybody coming for an autograph session? Dude, what do you think this is? You know, this is a repair shop. It's not MGM. Get out of here. People have an emotional attachment to things like a 77 Trans Am. And it just makes me sad, because I absolutely know. I hope I'm here in 30 years, because I want to see somebody come in and go, wow, is that a Tesla 3? Wow. I remember when those things actually ran, when they had computer software. You know, of course, that'll never happen because they'll all be crushed up into plastic. But, you know, we'll be using it for Tupperware bowls. Let's go over to Jerry in Iowa. 2010 Marquis and some electrical gremlins. Electrical gremlins are my friend. Yeah. Yes, Jerry. How can I help you today, sir? Ron and Anian at your service.
Well, turn signals flash at different speeds depending on right or left.
Okay.
And this problem showed up in the middle of last winter, during a cold spell, extreme temperatures, a lot of wind. The vehicle's parked outside.
Okay.
So I originally assumed it was a moisture problem and got into the circuit or something. And when I started checking things, all the lights work. They function, they cycle. So I was confused on why one side of the car flashes at a faster rate than the other side.
Do they have the same luminosity or brilliance?
Yes.
Okay.
I bought the car used several years ago, and it was the vehicle to get to and from work, and retired within the last 12 months. So it hasn't gotten as many miles on it as it used to.
Right.
But the car was in good shape when I bought it, and I used to be a car mechanic a long time ago, back when I first got out of high school. But my first thought was, well, it's got cheap lights on one side. Someone replaced one with some knockoff cheap lights, so the impedance is different, you know, the draw on the system.
Sure.
But I haven't gone any farther to check on that. I figured I'd give you a quick buzz. This car's got more computers in it than the stuff from the past did, so maybe there's something else going on that I'm not thinking of.
Well, I think you're thinking in the right direction. You know, my thought is always, you know, do we have correct current draw? I'd be curious if, can you duplicate it? Is it first one side, then the other?
Oh, I haven't tried changing light bulbs around to see if that makes a difference.
Well, no.
That would be the quickest way to do it, or put a tester on it.
Well, listen, before we go anywhere, my first question is it first the left side blinking fast, and then the right side's okay, and then a couple of days later the right side starts blinking fast?
No, it stayed the same. One side's different than the other.
Okay, so one side blinks fast.
Yeah, right. Like it reminds you of the old systems that existed 10, 15 years ago, that once a light bulb burned out, then it would flash fast. And I went looking for burned out bulbs. None of them are burned out.
Okay.
So it was like, why is it flashing faster? The only other thing I could come up with is a cheap flasher unit.
Well, why is a cheap flasher affecting one side, not the other?
Well, that's where I started, and the more I thought about it, well, they share the same flasher unit,
right.
So that doesn't have an answer.
So the
only other thing that possibly come in is I have a ground problem because it's going through a different pathway.
It could be. I'd have to look at a wiring diagram. That's a fair point. But before we go that far, have you pulled the bulbs out of the sockets on the side that blink fast, front or back?
Not yet. Well, right. I pulled half of them out. The other half I haven't gotten to yet.
Well, how many bulbs are we taking out, Jerry? There's only, there's maybe two directional bulbs in the back and one up front. I'm not worried.
I just took the back ones out.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
the front ones. I haven't.
I'm not worried about the parking light bulbs. You know, unless a wiring diagram shows me some kind of involvement. But, if the car is broken right now, you're telling me the left side blinks fast and the right side blinks normal?
Yes.
Then I'm going to take a look at the bulbs that are affecting just the left side flash. I'm going to take a hard look at the sockets. Do the sockets show any kind of corrosion? You know, it doesn't take a lot of current to make a difference. I'll even go so far as if I put a test light on, pierce the wire, making sure that I'm going to remember where I pierced it and repair it properly. With some sort of a liquid electrical tape or something. I'll take a test light and plug it into the harness. Does that make the circuit blink normal? Because now I'm making the test light blink because current has to go across that bulb as well, right? I've added a bulb to the system.
Yeah.
If that makes the system blink normal, then I'm dealing with a poor connection at one of the bulbs, the sockets, or as you say, an external ground. It can't be anything more complicated than that.
Yeah, because the car is a 2010, about 120, 130,000 miles. I could see where it had a ground fault problem that was different. Because those straps there's probably a dozen of them scattered all over the car, depending on where part of the circuit you tap into. And all it takes is for some of them to get old and brittle, and they don't work like they did.
Do you have a wiring diagram for the car, Jerry?
Not currently, but I can probably track that down.
Step one, you want to take a look at how that wiring circuit works and what those lights hold for you as far as ground circuitry and kind of work your way out from there. Do that. Take a look at that. Like I said, consider sockets, consider bulbs. You want to move bulbs left to right, but we're only worried about the directional bulbs. And we want to make sure when we look at a light socket or wiring diagram, rather, that it's just those light sockets. And then we'll go from there. Call me back if you need more, kiddo. Should be fairly simple to solve, especially if it's broken right now. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's coming back. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents.
Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. Ron and Andy, the Car Doctor, 855-560-9900. A couple of things. Social media. Donald wrote in on Facebook. He said, Ron, I heard your comments before about ethanol fuel in marinas and why isn't it there? Ethanol fuel is, or non-ethanol fuel, Donald wrote, is available at marinas because boats don't tend to run well on ethanol-laced fuel. Fair point. And I think there's probably going to be some concerns over, well, there's got to be some pollution concerns, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, part of the reason is they don't seem to run well. We could look for more answers on that, and we could find out more if we need to. But, Donald, as always, I appreciate yours and everybody else's input when we get questions like that. And for Sue in Kentucky, who wrote in, Ron, as a single woman, or as a widowed woman, she recently lost her husband, she said, my 4-year-old Toyota is in need of a battery this coming winter, and I'm trying to do my research now. Can you tell me what it is that I want to buy and where would I want to go get it? Sue, you want to get out to autobatteries.com. Excellent, excellent resource for batteries and how to choose, how to pick, what's good, what's bad, what works best for your vehicle. Autobatteries.com, they've got more information there. You're probably going to need between July and the winter to read it all because they've got all kinds of information out there. Battery technology, how the car starts, how the battery works, what battery types. I mean, I could go on. I could fill this show in the next 2 weeks worth of shows with what's at autobatteries.com. So get out there. And then, of course, when you need that battery, when you pick out and decide what battery it is that you want, make sure you visit O'ReillyAuto.com or get out to your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. And, you know, they'll be glad to help take care of you and get a battery for your vehicle. Good luck to you. And, you know, we wish you the best. Let's talk about real quick, and Tom sent me this. This goes back about a year and a half now. That the president was talking about electrifying the federal government. The federal government owns more than 600,000 civilian vehicles, truck vans and passenger vehicles, with a large majority running on gasoline. And this goes back to, what's the date on this? This was January of 21. The president vowed to change that. The federal government owns an enormous fleet of vehicles, which we're going to replace with clean electric vehicles made right here in America, the president said, at a new Buy American initiative. So you see, it becomes political. And, you know, the article then goes on to talk about how President Trump canceled Obama's Green Car Initiative in 2015 when Obama signed that, and on and on and on and on. And as much as we don't make a political thing out of this, you've got to remember this. The electric vehicle future is largely going to be dependent on who's in the White House because things change and things evolve. And you know, I don't know that it's going to necessarily keep going forward, because if we get a different guy in there in 24 and he doesn't like electric vehicles, or he sees he's going to react to what the public's thinking about a lot of the things that are going on right now, politics change the automotive industry, not the other way around. And I think you're going to be surprised at some of the numbers as they change and come around. So not to get political, I don't want to be that, but I do want to point out the common sense stuff that depending upon who's in the White House will dictate and predicate what kind of electric vehicle future we have. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's coming back right after this.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, Fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Greased lightning.
We'll get some overhead lifters and four barrel quads, oh yeah.
Welcome back. We're on Name the Car Doctor as we kind of wind things down this hour. You know, one of the things I'd like to leave you with this week is, how do you present yourself to the mechanic? You know, it's hard, right? It's tough to walk into a repair shop environment. There's a bunch of things that go on inside a repair shop, and some of them aren't necessarily consumer friendly, and it's the approach of the shop and it's the ideology of the shop. You know, if you've got a tough time walking into a repair shop and you're under scrutiny and you're not made to feel welcome, and you know, maybe that's not the shop for you. It's what are you looking for? And the mannerisms in which you carry yourself and they carry themselves, how well do they communicate? And, you know, communication is key. And, you know, if you're not communicating with the shop, if you feel like, you know, you're getting nowhere in the conversation, then maybe it's the wrong shop. I've learned about communication. I'll tell you this story. I've learned about communication from marriage. All right, we were redoing the garden in the back of the house, and we did a patio thing and a sidewalk thing, and we had this patch of dirt area. And I said to my wife, I said, "So, you know, what do you want here?" You know, it was just an area. She said, "Well, why don't we put some stone down, and we'll just, you know, maybe put a couple of plants in, but we'll do it with stone." And I said, "Okay." So I went over to the local garden center, you know, and this was actually the Home Depot garden center, and a couple of weeks ago, and I loaded up the truck with, you know, 50-pound bags of rocks. I bought 12 50-pound bags of rocks, and I put on 600 pounds, and I put it on the truck, and then I brought it home, and I put it in the backyard, and I brought her over, and I said, you know, look at the look, where do you want the rocks? And I don't want rocks. What do you mean you don't want rocks? I don't want rocks. I wanted dirt. You know, the two most important words in a marriage, I said this before, yes, dear. So I, you know, yes, dear to her and, you know, picked the rocks up, put the rocks back in the truck, took the rocks back to the Home Depot. And by now it's late in the day. It's the sun's coming out and it's hot and I'm all the way down at the bottom of the hill and I find one of those little orange carts with the wheels that wobble and I load the 600 pounds of rocks back up and I push it back up the hill. And the guy in returns looked at me and I said, my wife, and he said, say no more, brother, I understand. And, you know, the only thing I can leave you with is it's all about communication. So if you don't want to find yourself pushing rocks uphill in the sun, make sure you can communicate with your mechanic, because if you can't, you might get hit in the head with a rock and have to carry it back anyway. Till the next time, I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor reminding you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.